Now, Moses is a hero figure. In his ascent of the mountain, his meeting with Yahweh on the summit of the mountain, and coming back with the rules for the formation of a whole new society. That's the hero act. Departure, fulfillment, return. And on the way, there are adventures that can be paralleled also in other traditions. Now, the Buddha figure, it's like that of the Christ, of course, 500 years earlier. You could match those two traditions right down the line, even to the characters of their apostles or their monks. Christ, now there's a perfectly good hero deed formula represented there. And he undergoes three temptations. The economic temptation, where the devil says, "You look hungry, young man, change the stones to bread." Jesus said, "Man lives not by bread alone, but every word from the mouth of God." Next, we have the political temptation. He's taken to the top of a mountain and shown the nations of the world and says, "You can come into control of all these if you'll bow to me." And then, "Now, you're so spiritual. Let's go up to the top of Herod's temple and see you cast yourself down, and God will bear you up, and you won't even bruise your heel." So he says, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." Those are the three temptations of Christ. In the desert, the Buddha also goes into the forest, has conferences with the leading gurus of the day, and goes past them, comes to the Bo tree, the tree of illumination, undergoes three temptations. They're not the same temptations, but they are three temptations. And one is that of lust, another is that of fear, and another is that of social duty, doing what you're told. And then both of these men come back and they choose disciples who help them establish a new way of consciousness in terms of what they have discovered there. These are the same hero deeds. These are the spiritual hero deeds.